Good afternoon.
It's good to see everyone out here again today. Wow, that was some good singing there. You could really see the emotion, I think, in a lot of people. You know, it's been a good week. You know, we had a lot of good lessons, even this morning, and so far today it's gone well, I think. So happy to be here, and I thank the elders for giving me this opportunity to be up here. I know it's already been beneficial to me. I hope I can say the same for about you guys when it's over. But I know we have some visitors here tonight, and we're glad you're here. We'd like for you to stick around, and we can get to know you a little bit better at the end. But we're happy you're here, and we hope to talk to you when the service is over. So we're all aware, I think, that we had a gospel meeting this week. And it was great. You know, we had 6 days, I guess, counting Sunday, of lessons. It helped bring us all closer together. You know, we had fellowship with each other. I know some people had the preacher in his home, cooking meals, all these types of things. It's good stuff. It helps us grow. I think all of us now are kind of riding this emotional wave because of that. We're on a spiritual high. And that's a good thing. It pumps us up. We're fired up. We're ready to go. There are some natural things that occur after that. I think it's human nature when we get on a spiritual high to kind of come back down to reality at times. So tonight, I want to talk about not allowing that kind of letdown to turn into complacency in our spiritual lives. And we need to continue to push, to continue to grow, and take what we've done this past week and help us to grow every day from it, to continue to get better. I believe that our church here at Roswell is amazing. You know, we see today the songs we sing, the elders we have, they do a great job. The deacons do a great job. We have families here who do a great job raising children and helping others out, and we're hospitable. And those things are good. And I think we're a type of group here who continuously looks for opportunities to grow. We continue to get better every day. And that's a good thing, too. But it's important for us to note that even great churches, when they're at their peak, when they're on a spiritual high, can still have issues arise. Acts 6, verses 1 through 7, it talks about the church there. They were faced with difficulties. They appointed 7 qualified men to serve over that business there. When that issue was settled, the church continued to prosper and grow. And that's something we can do here. Now, we're not prone to difficulties, even when we're on a spiritual high. That's something to take note of, be aware of at all times. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 points out that great churches, they remain great when they deal properly with sin and difficulty. In order for us to continue to be a great church, we must continue the path. And I think that's something we're capable of doing. We need to be alert and be aware of the things that come up. And let's not give in to the tendency to ignore sin and continue on a path. We're proclaiming that all is settled and all is well. Right now, we're doing good. You know, we're pumped up. Let's keep it going. Just being a great church is a good thing, but it gives us a risk of growing comfortable and growing complacent in what we do. And we need to take every step that we can to prevent that from happening while we're here. Be proactive. Go ahead and think of some of the necessary things we need to do to prepare ourselves so that when this wave, when it kind of falls down, when we kind of come back to reality, we're equipped to handle it. So we'll talk about some of the signs that may point to complacency, and we'll talk about some of the problems that complacency can present, and we'll talk about ways that we can prevent it today. One of the first signs that points to complacency in our spiritual lives as being satisfied with success. Churches evolve over time. And think back to Roswell when this church started. You know, I wasn't here. Most of us here, I don't think were here then. Some of us were. But I guarantee you that wasn't like this. There wasn't 150 people in a big, nice building with carpet and pews and it's a comfortable atmosphere. This church has evolved over time. It's grown into be what it is today through hard work and labor, and that's a good thing. Just because we're on a spiritual high today doesn't mean that we will be on a spiritual high in the future. I think back to Acts chapter 17. Christians were being persecuted by Rome. They were being beaten. They were being whipped and chained. And they continued to win souls. Every day they were growing in the face of persecution. Well, somewhere after that, something changed. That church evolved. Christianity became acceptable in Rome. And what happened from there? Things changed. The church started to go backwards. Revelations 3:17, because you say, I am rich, I have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Brethren, we don't need to judge success of our church by what we've done, or what we've become, or what we've even accomplished. We need to judge success based on our faith in God. Another way that another sign that can point towards complacency in our spiritual lives is when worldly attitudes start to seep into what we do and what we say and what we believe. God's values and the world's values conflict with one another. Matthew 6:31-32, therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. Our Father knows what we need. And this scripture tells us that Gentiles seek after worldly things. As Christians, we should seek after spiritual things. Continue to grow in faith. Become more mature every day. Pray for wisdom. A common concept in the world is work hard now so that we can relax later. In our spiritual lives, there's no room for relaxing later. We need to continue to work every day as hard as we can. That we can't master certain aspects of church. You know, we may be good at leading singing, we may be good at reading scripture, or even preaching. Many things that we do. There's many aspects. There's so many different members of the body here. We cannot master a single aspect and feel comfortable about that. We need to continue to push ourselves and grow. Another sign that may point towards complacency is a lack of knowledge or a forgetting of spiritual knowledge. Sometimes our own ignorance, if we feel comfortable and if we stop preparing ourselves, stop studying the scriptures. Our own ignorance and neglect can hinder us from seeing the importance of a spiritual life and spiritual growth. Hosea 4, we know about the Israelites being destroyed for lack of knowledge. If we're not careful, that can happen with us. We can evolve into that. Some of the dangers with complacency. First, let's look at 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. It says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. To me, that's a pretty scary thought. If there's a lion outside our door here, there's no way I'm going outside without body armor. And even then, I might just hang out here for a little while. But that's the dangers we face every day. We have an adversary who, he's not going to rest until he devours us. And if we stop preparing ourselves for that, then we're not going to have success against that. If we stop preparing our hearts and our minds to grow, and that's not a battle we're ready to win. Ecclesiastes 12:1 tells us that we must begin preparing for a spiritual life in our youth. And we've got a great group of young people here. And I know all of us here, I believe, are trying to get better every day. We focus on doing the right things. We have a goal of being mature Christians one day. And to know that it takes work to get there. But we must start when we're young if we want to get there. That doesn't mean that we push aside things now, because we're not there yet. But we have to keep pushing. Also, Revelations chapter 3, 15 and 16. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. To me, that's a pretty disgusting sight, you know. There's not a lot of other ways you can say that. It'll be more disgusting than that to me. But I think that image, it kind of tells us the seriousness of the consequences that we face if we fall into a complacent state of mind in our spiritual lives. Complacency can kill a church, and it can cause us to be separated from Christ. And that's not something that I want to be. That's another motivating factor for us to keep on the right path. So what are some steps that we can take to prevent ourselves from becoming complacent in our walk every day? Well, one obvious way is prayer and study. It's amazing to me how many times men come across issues and problems, and they don't go to God in prayer first. That's something that should be first on our list, no matter what the situation is, whether we're rejoicing or whether we have issues or we need help. We need to go to God first in prayer. We need God. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 and 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. 1 Timothy 4, 13 and 16. Till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy, with the laying on of hands of the eldership. Meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this you will save both yourself and those who hear you. It's pretty clear to me when we have an issue, we need to go to God. We need to pray. We need to study. We need to go to the Scriptures. Sometimes we just need to find a quiet place and grab a Bible and sit down and study and spend the night with God in prayer. And we sing the song about spending the night in prayer. How many times do we do that? That's something that can be beneficial to us. Another way to help prevent complacency is finding the proper motivation. What motivates us as Christians? You know, there's a lot of things in this world that can motivate people. I like to think of it as two types of motivation, really. There's the motivation is the motivation of someone who just wants to be better than something else. You know, it's not about a standard, it's about, I want to be better than this. Imagine someone running a race, and you say, I just want to win the race. I just want to be better than the person running next to me. And that's one type of motivation. It may be effective for some people in that situation. But ultimately, we want to be motivated by doing things the right way, by doing things for a higher purpose. The other kind of motivation would be someone who, if they're running the race, they don't care about who else is running with them. They don't care about people around them. They only care about doing things to the best of their ability and getting better every day with that. If they do what they need to do every day to get better, then they'll find the success that they want to find in the end. It's the kind of motivation we need to have. It doesn't matter what people around us do. It doesn't matter who's elected. It doesn't matter what happens in society around us. We're going to do what we're going to do. We're going to do what we know is right, regardless. We're going to focus on what we need to do to get better each day, to grow in maturity and faith, grow in knowledge, pray for wisdom every day. We need to not be so result-oriented that we focus so much on the outcome and not on what we need to do to reach that outcome. Let's focus on today before we focus on tomorrow. Let's focus on maintaining and sustaining a spiritual high that we're on. Let's ride that emotion as long as we can ride it. If we seek God first, I think we'll find salvation. If we do everything that we need to do in our lives, to do what scriptures tell us to do, to have that relationship with our Father and do the things that help us to become better each day. If we do everything in our power, I believe we'll be saved. And I hope that everyone here feels that way too. Complacency that we've been talking about, it has no place in a spiritual life. We can feel comfortable and confident in what we do and what we believe spiritually. But feeling comfortable with where we are, being satisfied with where we are, can only lead to bad results. Now, there's a quote from author C.S. Lewis. Comfort is the one thing you cannot get by looking for it. If you look for truth, you may find comfort in the end. If you look for comfort, you will not get either comfort or truth. Only soft soap and wishful thinking to begin with, and in the end, despair. I believe that quote. We seek the truth. We work hard, we labor today. There's no time for relaxation when we're working for, when we're working to do God's will. We work hard till the day we die, continue to grow, continue to get better every day. In the end, we'll find comfort in heaven. I know that right now we feel good about our gospel meeting, and we should. It was great. It was a great week. I think we all feel closer to one another. We feel closer to God because of it. We're fired up still. But we do need to be careful in the coming times that we don't fall from that spiritual high to a point where we fall into complacency. We need to keep this going as long as we can and be equipped to deal with that when it arrives, so that when we come back down, we're ready to pick it up and to keep pushing harder. I tell my guys every day at practice, if you quit today, then the next time you get in a situation where it's tough, you're probably going to quit. So just because we spent a week working hard, and I know some of us might be worn out from all that we went through this week, it was a great week, but it can take its toll sometimes. Continue to push, and now's the time. When you're strong, that's when you need to push harder than ever to continue to grow. I know that tonight, we've talked about continuing to push on. And there could be people here who might not have started a journey yet. That's something here you can do now. Maybe you just need to find a quiet place and you can go to God in prayer. Maybe you need to come and confess something. Whatever it is you need to do, just know that if we do whatever we need to do, if we continue to live faithfully and give everything our best, I believe we'll find heaven. If there's any way that we can help you, please do it today.